This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
One of the biggest indicators that I have found of when somebody is an order taker, okay? And I'm putting this in this part here when it comes to the urgency piece, because this is in the realm of the intangibles. So if you've made it this far and you know, in the steps with your conversations and you're still not getting the results that you want, it could be some other things that are out there that are causing you to not be as effective, to not have the same selling effectiveness that you think you should have, or you want to have, or you should have. And so one of the biggest things, the biggest indicator of order taker, and again, order taker is a term that I use. It's not a derogatory. It's not name calling. It's not picking on anybody. It's really just a state of sales condition, right? Are you taking orders or are you helping persuade? Are you an authentic persuader, sales professional who's moving people intentionally through a process and towards a destination and towards success in one way or another? Or are you building rapport, showing empathy, creating trust, and then hoping that they like you enough that they want to move forward? Because if so, then you're an order taker. There's nothing wrong with that. I've been there myself. That's how I started in sales. I've been there many times in sales. It happens to everybody. Even throughout your career, you can find yourself slipping into order taking mode. And so it just happens. Key is to be aware of it. Once you're aware of it, then you can make some changes. Now, in the beginning of the beginning, talking about authenticity, so we got to talk about order takers. It's one of the biggest things. And I see this a lot. Now, what is an order taker? Well, an order taker is somebody who takes orders for a living. It's in the name, right? So it's not rocket science. I'm not trying to be tricky or fancy. But the key is that one of the things for the order taker is that they're not focused on win-win. Generally, the order taker, and I'm not going to get into a ton of detail, but the order taker is all about win and maybe lose. I want to help you win, other person, and I don't really care if I win, or it might be to my detriment. In sales, we see this a lot where somebody who's acting as an order taker in their sales role, which I'm going to cover here in a minute. So if you're triggered, if you're upset, you hear the order taker, you think I'm pointing a finger or labeling you or blaming you or doing something like that. I'm not. It's just a state of your current sales condition. And we'll get to that. But the key is that I see a lot of times where salespeople who are acting like order takers are trying to close deals and maybe giving up a lot on price or on terms, or they're so worried about upsetting the other person by selling them or moving them forward in the conversation, what happens is they just don't do it, right? So they're trying to create this win. So the win for you is that you're not upset, even if that means a loss for me. And so the key is that order takers aren't focused on win-win. Now, there's salespeople who are focused on win-win, maybe, not always. So that's one of the biggest keys. Now, when is it appropriate, right? Let's cover this really quickly. When is it appropriate to be an order taker? Well, when the role is focused on customer satisfaction as the primary driver. So think customer service, tech support, things like that, where it's not necessarily focused on the you winning and me winning, right? If I'm in tech support, I want you to win. It doesn't have anything to do with me. Obviously, I'm going to win. My company's going to win because I'm going to retain a client. At the same time, it doesn't feel that way. It's not motivating for me. There's nothing in it for me. And so the other experience that I know that we've all had is there's two of them when order taking goes bad. And what that looks like on one spectrum is that when you're hoping to deal with customer service or support and you get someone selling you. Right? I think we've had that experience where you go into an electronic store. Let's say you go into a Best Buy, you want to buy a new TV, you're trying to check out, and literally they're giving you the hard sell about the extended warranty or something else or this and that. And it just feels like they're pushing. You just wanted service. You just wanted help. You wanted an order taker. You wanted to buy this TV and then you want to leave. And then they're just pushing you. And I know I've had that experience and it just feels like a mismatch and it's unpleasant. It makes you want to not go through that again. It makes people, like I'll say myself, where I would rather just order online because I don't want to deal with that pushy person or that service or that expectation. Now, on the other side of where order taking happens and goes bad is when someone's expecting a salesperson and they get an order taker. Now, this might sound interesting and weird because, again, in the beginning today, I talked about the fact that most people, most consumers, most of us in our public life or private life outside of what we do as a job is that we don't necessarily want to deal with a salesperson. We're not excited about it. We're hesitant. We're worried. And that being said, there are times when we, and all of us as consumers, focus on, we want to buy something and we need some help. And so we want that help. We want someone to persuade us. We want someone to guide us. And as we go through this training, we'll talk about the difference between selling and explaining and guiding, knowledge, wisdom, all topics we're going to cover here as we go through these weeks. But the key is there's times where we, and I know I've done that, I go into a store, let's say I go to a car dealership or I go to the Best Buy and I go to that electronics store and I say, okay, I want to buy a TV and I want some help and I want some guidance. And instead of getting somebody who's going to walk me through and help me and consult with me to the right solution for what I'm looking for, instead, I get an order taker or someone just giving me features and benefits and not actually helping me make the decision. In those moments, I want somebody to actually persuade me and help me make the right decision. And I want to make a decision. And when faced with that order taker, then the challenge is that's missing. It's like I wanted someone to actually help me buy. And instead, I got somebody who's just so passive, they're letting me do it. And in those situations, unless it's a very clear decision, I will actually just walk out and go try to find somebody else or call a different company, trying to find somebody who is a sales professional who's actually going to help me. So that's the key. That's where order taking happens. Now, I want to mention before we move forward and talk about the nature versus nurture, which is the next topic, is when I use this label, right, this name order taker, what I mean by that is somebody who's in their role and they're taking orders. Again, if you're a customer service, if your job is to take orders, if somebody saw something online or, you know, as seen on TV, they call off of that phone number, they're just placing an order. They want this. It's QVC. They're just calling to place an order. That's order taking. That's expected. That's totally okay. If you're in a role where your job is to help uncover someone's situation, their goals, their needs, their issues, their desires. And then if you have the solution, then to guide them towards that solution, right? Across the finish line, signing up for your service, buying your product, then your job is to facilitate that. It's to move them forward. In that case, if you're acting like an order taker, then you're letting them down and you're letting yourself down as a sales professional. And so the order taker label is more about a state of affairs. It's where you are now in the way that you sell. And what happens a lot of times is people who are order takers, which we're going to cover a bunch here as we build on it and help you make that shift, is that the order taker is just asking questions, building relationships, but not moving people forward. And it's missing that piece. The great part is this is not a definite thing. This is not a final thing. This isn't a final label. This is it. You can never be a salesperson. You can never be a sales professional. You can never sell at a top level. It's not, just means right now you're operating like an order taker in your selling role and you can make that shift. Now, usually the indication for the order taker label is your closing percentage and how many conversations you're having that are moving forward. If that's really low, or you seem to only close the easy ones, the people who are like, here's my money, I'm ready to order, I want to buy right now, I want to sign up, I already know what I need, then you might be an order taker. And my goal is to help you shift. Again, for you, for your goals, your financial goals, for your success in your role, as well as what the consumer wants. Like we just talked about with order taking gone bad, we want to fix that. We want to make that successful. I want to help you make that successful.